Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the arc's red glare, the bombs bursting in a gate through the night, that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Oh, the land of the free.
InfoWars has been warning the public for years. The true intentions of the New World Order, the UN, Bill Gates, and globalism. And it's quickly coming to a home, a neighborhood, a county near you. It may start in Australia or New Zealand or somewhere else, but believe me, it's coming to our neighborhoods. So here's one example where they are getting ready to launch drones into the sky, run by AI, tapped into the surveillance grid that will be COVID tracing and tracking and monitoring your every move.
Police are preparing to launch their aerial arsenal as part of a crackdown on COVID rule breakers. High-powered drones will be used to find people not wearing masks and cars too far from home.
Sky-high surveillance as we battle to control COVID. Over the next week, Victoria Police will dispatch drones. They'll be keeping a watch on St Kilda and Port Melbourne Beach, making sure skate parks and playgrounds remain empty, and for those who head to the park, a mask is a must, or at least a face covering.
Are they knickers?
Yeah, it's my knickers.
Police have also been using drones to guard the New South Wales border. There are concerns this style of policing won't end when the pandemic is over.
I think it's very important that we come up with rules, with laws that can also have things like sunset clauses, so there's an end point for any kind of technology or new powers that police might use.
There's no escaping this high-powered aerial arsenal. It can be flown for 7 kilometres. The camera is infrared, and it's so clear it can read a vehicle's number plate from 500 metres away.
It doesn't really bother me. I'm doing the right thing, so I've got nothing to hide.
I reckon they're doing a good job, the coppers, and good, you know, good on them for doing that.
Tegan Dolling, 7 News.
So don't worry. What they're rolling out in Australia now with the forced vaccination, what they're rolling out in New Zealand and other places with the COVID tracing and tracking drones on the AI surveillance grid that will be tapped into the contact tracers, which you sign on to, it's all here. They're rolling it all out. And it's sad that the general member of the media, including the lady and gentleman filing that report, just report on it like, yeah, this is just what it is. This is just how it goes. This is the world now. In response to COVID, the biggest psyop, hoax, fake pandemic since Jussie Smollett tried to hang himself in his apartment. But hey, we just lie to ourselves. That's what's in now for humanity. That's what's in now for media. Just go with the lie and just lie to ourselves and lie to our audience because, hey, we got to get that paycheck from the boss.
Incrementalism.
The inchworm effect. Successive approximation. First they tell you only stay in your house for 15 days so the hospitals can stay empty. That was all a fraud. Then wear a mask for a month. Here we are 6 months later. Then they start making people at colleges and at big corporations wear wristbands showing that they've been, quote, contact traced and tested for COVID. Then comes the apps on your phones and the global social credit score, now being rolled out by Virginia, California, and others. It's not coming, it's here. And then the inoculations, if you ever want to leave your house, which amounts to forced inoculations. This is the medical tyranny takeover. These are not classic vaccines that have their own problems. These are DNA vaccines that change your DNA and are having massive, serious side effects. Guaranteed, this is about depopulation. Bill Gates admits that. This is an emergency. Resist or die. The New World Order is here.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, August 19th, 2020. We are 76 days from the presidential election, and we are a blink of an eye away, as far as the course of human history is concerned, from either total tyranny being rolled out with globalization, or the total empowerment of humanity by freeing humanity with globalization and releasing the chains and the bondage of humanity with psychological operations, fake news, Hollywood propaganda that would actually unleash the human spirit on a global level, where we could collaborate, create a global market that would empower humanity instead of giving the keys to the kingdom of globalization to the most corrupted, psychotic, power-hungry, and bloodthirsty tyrants you could ever imagine. So that's the overall tone of InfoWars that we've been on for decades here, myself for 5 years. Nobody else does what we do. Nobody else approaches it like this. Nobody else tells it like it is like we do. That's why we're the most banned news network in the world. But part of my challenge and my approach here every day when I cover all this news, which for the most part is just trimmings on a Christmas tree and, you know, bells and whistles or a baseball card in the spokes of a bicycle, I do it to apply logic, reasoning, common sense, linear thinking, as opposed to just giving you everything at face value or just going along to get along, so that you can think for yourself, make decisions for yourself, and open up your own logical consciousness as a free thinker. So I've got a pretty light news desk today. We're hoping to be joined by Leo Zagami. We will be joined in studio by Deanna Lorraine. And, you know, I don't have any of this news on my desk, actually, and I should have, but I was very busy this morning. Huge night for America last night. I don't want to say for the Republican Party, because it's anti-party politics Republicans that had major victories last night, like Laura Loomer. And there were others out there. I don't have their names in front of me. But these are anti-establishment people, American patriots, Trump supporters, running as Republicans simply because they don't want the name of Democrat behind them, and they know that everything the Democrats stand for is everything that they're fighting for. Personal freedom, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, America First. You know it. But for Laura Loomer, Anna Paulina, and others to have primary victories last night, this is so huge. The potential of this is so huge for where it goes in the general in November and beyond. Anna Paulina is a fighter. Laura Loomer is a fighter. Maybe the most hardcore fighter that we could get into Congress in November. And for Trump to be celebrating their victories, it just shows you that the real leader of the Republican Party is Trump. There is nothing else. All other Republican leadership is actually anti-Trump. All other Republican leadership is party politics, partisan politics, Republican politics, first and foremost. And so this new breed of Trump-supporting conservatives running as Republicans, they don't care about party politics. They don't get funding from the Republican Party. Most of the time, the Republican Party is out to sabotage them. We've had Laura Loomer on to discuss this. I've experienced this from personal interactions when I got involved with the Texas GOP and they rejected me. They used Media Matters articles and Southern Poverty Law Center articles to slander me in front of the Republican Party in Texas and then kick me out of the meeting. Doesn't matter that half the people that are delegates know me, watch the show. Many have been guests on the show. Many reached out to me, said, "Owen, don't stop fighting. We can help you out." It's not worth my time to just try to get on a seat as a delegate, unfortunately, with that uphill battle. But as soon as you get one Laura Loomer and one Anna Paulina and the rest of these Trump-supporting conservatives that aren't really Republican Party politics, but just American First politics, Trump supporters running for office, changes the whole game. Democrats can no longer control the narrative. Democrats and Republicans can no longer do partisan party controlled opposition politics where they all get rich and America suffers. The gambit is up. If we can get people like Laura Loomer, Anna Paulina, and others in. And again, those weren't the only two people. Those are just the top names that are at the top of my head right now. There were others out there as well. Because they're not going to go in there and get into Congress and go along to get along. They're going to tell it like it is. You're faking a pandemic. You're faking news. You're committing treason. You're causing riots and terrorism in the street. You don't get that from the Republican Party. Most of the time, you don't even get that from conservative media. Well, you're getting that now. It's going mainstream. And you see, the problem is there's such a black hole. There's such a gravitational force for the Republican Party with among conservatives and for like Fox News and others among conservatives that they don't tell you about the fake pandemic. They don't tell you about the forced vaccinations. They just go along to get along, stick with the narrative and have fun debates about it. That day and age is coming to an end. And you see, most of the people in that audience would actually resonate with a more powerful message like, hey, they're faking a pandemic. Hey, it's Democrat terror squads, riot mobs out in the streets. That's what they want to hear. They just don't know that it's out there yet. They don't know other people feel the same way. They don't know other people are thinking and leading with that thought process, that attack strategy. But you see, once they get into Congress, once they start coming up more on mainstream news, more people are going to be like, hey, that's right. Hey, that person is right. Hey, I wish more people would speak like that. Hey, I wish more people would tell it like it is like that. And then the conservative dinosaur media either goes the way of the dodo bird, or they have to adjust and they have to catch up to InfoWars and they have to catch up to the Laura Loomers and the rest. Will Laura Loomer get an interview with Fox tonight? I doubt it. I hope she does. Will Anna Paulina? Probably. She more toes the line. Hey, I'm glad Anna Paulina's in. She's a fighter. She stood up to Kamala Harris in an airport. She's a true Trump supporter. But you see, Laura Loomer is the one that has no fear, who will go in there and tell it like it is and said, oh, you thought you could ban me? Well, look at me now.
We've launched our new big special, and it's only running for a week, the Everyday Essentials Sale. We have free shipping on these best-selling items and up to 60% off. Starting with the 8-pack Power Stack and Survival Shield X2 combo. X2 is back in stock with the soon-selling-out 8-pack Power Stack for 60% off. We have the Heart and Body combo, Extendawise and Vasobeats that go together like a horse and carriage, 50% off. Again, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 by itself, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock at 33% off with free shipping. Survival Shield X2, 50% off with the spray bottle. Prostagard back in stock with the zinc and the saw palmetto and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of this big sale while you still can. Get great products and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots and you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now. 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression, war on the streets. It'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
Infowars.com/show.
Sometimes when I don't even know how to explain it without sounding arrogant, but I mean, it's just like when InfoWars gets proven to be next year's news today or just the most accurate analysis of current events, daily movements, it's just like we're just like numb to it. I don't even know. Because I've been sitting here explaining how China has taken control of our economy and our culture for years. I mean, ad nauseum. And so it all makes sense. It all comes true. And the crew did this research for me to find this. You heard about Trump responding to Goodyear Tires, who announced a ban on MAGA hats. So if you go and you try to go to a Goodyear shop and you have a Trump shirt or hat on, they'll kick you out, I guess. If you work there, you're not allowed to wear it. Bet you could wear a Black Lives Matter shirt. Bet you could wear a Bernie Sanders shirt, an Obama shirt, anything else but Trump. You see, that's how it works. President of the United States. And you're thinking, well, that doesn't make sense. That's bad for business. Ooh. Actually, Goodyear opens China tire factory. Donates 285,000 to Hubei province. Ah. And there it is. See how it works? It's really not complicated. I explained this to the Blue Lives Murder girl out in the streets on Friday. This exact thing. China wants in, or excuse me, American companies want into the Chinese market. In order to get into the Chinese market, they have to lay down and bend over to the Chi-Coms, who then take control of their business completely. So Goodyear wanted to get into China. China said, that's fine, but we need you to put out some anti-Trump messaging. Goodyear obliged. So you're thinking, hey, this is bad for Goodyear's business. Oh, no, it ain't. Sure, they may have lost half of their customers overnight in America. Guess what? They just gained hundreds of millions in China, and that's all they care about. And again, I explained this to this girl. It's simple economics. The Chinese population is over 3 billion people now, or close to it. The United States population, about 330 million. So if you're Goodyear, and your market cap is 10%, and you say, I've got 10% of the market on tires in the United States. So you assume, let's say, 300 million people or whatever need tires, and you have 30 million people that use Goodyear tires. Okay, that's your market cap. That's the measurement. You say, okay, we've got about 10% market cap. You get that same market cap in China. It's 10 times bigger than your market cap here. You get half the market cap in China. It's still bigger than your market cap here. So they're just looking out for their own bottom line. And think about it. All these corporations, all these companies, all these professional sports leagues selling out to China for a buck. And see, in their thought process, they might not even be anti-American. They just figure, the American people aren't going to care. The American people won't know any better. The American people will still support us. The American people will still know, will still not know what's going on. I just noticed I haven't been watching any sports this year because it's just like, it's just stupid. It's like watching a practice. There's no fans. It's not real. The energy's not the same, and there's a bunch of other more important things going on. But I did happen to see a highlight from a St. Louis Cardinal game And I noticed that the MLB uniforms now have made in China on the front of them. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Not literally. They just now have the Nike logo on the front of them. So in the last 10 or so years, Nike now runs all NFL apparel. Nike now runs all MLB apparel. Now, I'm not sure if they run the NBA apparel or not. It was Adidas last I checked. And now Nike does run NBA apparel as well, I'm being informed. I don't believe Nike runs hockey apparel. So, there you go. You want to know why MLB took the knee for Black Lives Matter? You want to know why MLB went along with the COVID? China. You want to know why the NBA is doing all the anti-American garbage with LeBron James and the rest? China. You want to know why the NFL's about to cancel the national anthem performances? Why Colin Kaepernick started this whole take a knee during the national anthem? Black Lives Matter, $250 million check from the NFL, China. And so just remember this Goodyear story as an example. Goodyear literally wants to get to China. They open a development center in China, and they immediately ban MAGA hats in their stores in the United States. It's the entire sucking sound of our economy and our manufacturing and our production and everything for about the last 40 years, but now it's really come home to roost. Now it's really out there for all to see. How's it like knowing that the Chinese communists now run everything you thought was American? And by the way, while you're still sitting at home in quarantine, in a forced government lockdown, a fake quarantine, while you're still enduring a fake pandemic, while your economy is still crashing, while you're still wondering when you can go back to work, while you're still wearing a mask, while you still can't go to a concert or a ball game, China is fully open for business. Everybody saw the big party in Wuhan at the music festival pool party. You don't get that. You get arrested. You get a fine. You get harassed if you do that in America. But China, where the virus came from and had the outbreak, specifically in Wuhan, open for business. And China is laughing themselves to the bank as our economy is being shut down and paralyzed, all for China's benefit. And traitors like Bill Gates and Fauci and anybody else calling for a mask, anybody else calling for vaccines, anybody else wanting to continue this lockdown is a traitor to the United States, a traitor to your freedom, or a brainwashed slob who has been so indoctrinated, so dumbed down, they can't even think for themselves. They can't even do 1 + 1 = 2 basic math. And Josh Hawley points out with this Bloomberg article how it's going to kill the American economy. Monopoly power lies behind worst trends in U.S., Fed study says. Yeah, that's why all the richest billionaires, who all happen to be liberal Democrats, have made more money during the pandemic than anybody else. Are you starting to see what's happening?
We've launched our new big special, and it's only running for a week, the Everyday Essentials Sale. We have free shipping on these best-selling items and up to 60% off, starting with the 8-pack Power Stack and Survival Shield X2 combo. X2's back in stock with the soon-selling-out 8-pack Power Stack for 60% off. We have the Heart and Body combo, Extendawise and VasoBeats that go together like a horse and carriage, 50% off. Again, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 by itself, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock at 33% off with free shipping. Survival Shield X2, 50% off with the spray bottle. Prostaguard back in stock with the zinc and the saw palmetto and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of this big sale while you still can. Get great products and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Thank you.
It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-Pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power Stack, because of the shutdown and the lockdown, are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever. I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil, ultra pure Arctic krill oil, high quality wild caught salmon oil, vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
You hear that? That's the March of the United Nations and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation coming with their battle plan, psychological warfare operation with the forced inoculations and the permanent lockdown of civilization and society. They're outlawing people being able to get colds or the flu. They're creating artificial phobias for normal death that takes place. They're not even promising to have a cure to it all. They're just inflicting new phobias on everyone to bring in their planetary regime directed by the WHO with vaccines that actually change your DNA and make you owned by Microsoft. It's a final frontier. It's the year 2020. It's not coming. It's here. And submission is blood in the water.
Infowars.com/show. Warning, this broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, where we have specials that are live right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Guys, let's pull up the old store. Sometimes I just like to pull up the store for my own entertainment, just to see what's on sale, see what we got. Sometimes I forget about some of the great products that we have there, and then I go to InfoWarsStore.com and I remember, oh yeah, we've got that awesome air filter, the Alexa Pure Breeze. I have three of them in my home. Oh, yeah, we've got those shower heads, the water filtration shower heads with the best water pressure you're ever going to get. Best price for the best bang for your buck on that shower head. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. Somebody asks, where can you get the best bang for your buck on a shower head? You can actually tell them InfoWarsStore.com. It's the craziest thing. We sell out of these things so fast. I don't know what it is. And I'm like the only one that ever even talks about them. And they're still in stock. Look, I'm telling you right now, take advantage of the ProPure Chrome Plus shower filter with ProMax. It's got the filtration. It's got the top water pressure. It's got the detachable hose. I mean, maybe the best purchase you can make, bang for your buck, at InfoWarsStore.com. I mean, it's tough to say. I mean, the storable food, the air filters, the water filters, all the great supplements, but I mean, you're going to spend to get the water pressure, and I don't even know if you can find one that's filtered, and then the different massage heads. I mean, you're going to spend at least $100 at the store, and ours is less than $100, and it has the filtration. Everyday essentials are on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com, so we have a select list of supplements where if you order today, you will get free shipping, not site-wide, but on select supplements like Survival Shield X3, Survival Shield X2, Ultimate Fish Oil, Ultimate Krill Oil, Vaso Beet Complete, the 8-pack Power Stack, that's selling out, may never be back in stock. I'm not sure. It's weird. Like, we released it. It didn't really become popular. And then we became an issue like, okay, do we want to keep selling it? It's not really that popular. And then everybody started buying it. And now it's like, well, okay, what do we do? So the 8-pack Power Stack, that may be sold out and never come back. Take advantage of that. I mean, that there's no doubt that's the best deal at InfoWarsStore.com. I mean, it's half off. We're basically selling it at cost. And it's just, hey, don't worry about picking what supplements to order. Just get the 8-pack Power Stack, and they're all included and separated in a daytime and a nighttime pack. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what makes everything we do here possible. Again, folks, the big news. Huge victories for America last night with Laura Loomer and others winning their primaries. These are fighters. These are true Trump supporters that are patriots that are set to now get into Congress in November. And then at a rally, the headline from Daily Mail, Donald Trump opens Arizona mini rally by accusing Joe Biden and Barack Obama of treason. So he also is saying he should have three terms because of how they've destroyed his first term in office. He has a fair point. I don't know if he really wants three terms. But it's just more about all the corruption and the lies and the deception and the sabotage of his presidency. Hey, look. If you really believe that as President Trump, or you're going to go with that messaging, you know, you better understand that if you win the next election, they're just going to sabotage you even worse than ever. It's going to be 10 times worse if and when Trump wins again. And by the way, all the real polls are Trump is going to win. All the real anecdotal evidence, Trump is going to win. There's no energy for Biden. There's no energy for Harris. There's really no energy for the Democrats at all. Their campaign or their convention is just embarrassing. Another just total flop last night. I mean, good. Bill Clinton. Like, they don't understand. Like, even Bill Clinton, like a Democrat sees Bill Clinton and is like, hey, I know about him on the Pedophile Express. Hey, I know about him on Pedophile Island. Hey, I remember when you guys started the Me Too March. Hey, I remember when you guys destroyed Brett Kavanaugh's life for fake accusations, but you ignore Bill Clinton and all the pedophiles he hangs out with. I mean, I can sit here and name them. Keep that picture up. There's Bill Clinton with John Podesta, who keeps the creepiest, almost child softcore porn, pedophilia porn art, sells it as art. It's John Podesta. There is Bill Clinton with, I believe that's Dennis Hastert, probably the top pedophile that blackmailed pedophile that's ever been in Congress that we know of, Dennis Hastert. There he is with Prince William. We all know about Prince William and all the lies and things that he's been trying to use to cover up his involvement with Maxwell. I'm sorry, what guys? Prince Andrew, thank you for correcting me, crew. With Jufri and the rest of them, so we know about that. There's Bill Clinton with Kevin Spacey, who, by the way, Kevin Spacey said that he studied Bill Clinton for his role in House of Cards, where he's literally a murdering psychopath. Kevin Spacey, the guy that is joked about in all kinds of mainstream pop culture, like Family Guy, of keeping kids in the basement. Kevin Spacey, who multiple people from Hollywood have come out and said, yeah, he's one of the biggest pedophiles that are out there. There's Clinton with him. There's Bill Clinton with Anthony Weiner. Remember that guy who got caught attempting to have relations with underage women, sexting underage women, and God knows what else. Yeah, there's he. Oh, there's Bill Clinton with Bill Cosby. Uh-huh. We all know what happened to Bill Cosby with his court cases, drugging women. And then there's old Billy Boy with Harvey Weinstein. Old Billy Boy with Harvey Weinstein, you know, the guy who has how many women accusing him of sexual misconduct and allegations of abuse. And there he is with the big dog, Jeffrey Epstein. Now, look. Hey, maybe you hang out with a couple pedophiles here and there. It happens. You're in politics. You're with a bunch of people. Why is Bill Clinton constantly hanging out with all these people? I mean, of all the people I've been around, I don't believe I've ever shaken hands with, been associated with, had any sort of familiar relations with a known pedophile. Ever. Why are so many of them hanging out with Bill Clinton? Or should I say, why is Bill Clinton hanging out with so many of them? So they had him speaking last night. It was a total flop. Then Cortez, the socialist, Sandy, socialist Sandy Cortez, nominates Bernie Sanders for president. Wow. A total nightmarish disaster. And so coming up tonight, we have Nancy Pelosi. Now, folks, we've got the leak. I've told you we've got microphones and cameras everywhere. And so we had Nancy Pelosi rehearsing her speech for tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We break it exclusively for you right now on the InfoWars War Room.
To everyone, you should come to Chinatown. Precautions have been taken by our city. We know that there's a concern about tourism traveling all throughout the world, but we think it's very safe to be in Chinatown and hope that others will come.
Oh, wow. I'm so excited for Nancy Pelosi to promote going to Chinatown without a mask in the middle of a pandemic. Should be exciting, folks, shouldn't it? No, it's about the least exciting thing. And guess what? It's all building up to sleepy Uncle Joe Biden. By the way, you know, it's Michelle Obama recorded her speech like months in advance. And when they were like, hey, we nominated Kamala Harris, will you like add something in about Kamala? She said, no, get bent. So, yeah, they're really energized about Joe Biden. They're really energized over there.
I'm going to say something right now that is one of the most important things I've ever said. So please listen very, very carefully. Donald Trump is not the reason they released COVID or had the lockdown. They already had this plan, the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates. It is beyond critical. It is life and death for you and your family to understand, no matter where you live on the planet, that this is a worldwide, world government takeover on record that it's never going to end. The United Nations has admitted that. First it's a month, then it's 6 months, then they say, okay, it's 2 years. They're now saying 2 years. They're now saying you'll never go back to normal. No more gatherings, no more anything. Constant forced inoculations that they admit don't even work in the way they say they work. They change your DNA. This is the culling of the planet. This is the beginning of the straitjacket being put on you before you're slowly tortured to death and killed. Do you understand?
I've talked to the EMS and I've talked to medical doctors, and what makes you nauseated, it's not just the smell of piss. What we call the smell of bum piss, that has that sweet, nauseating smell.
Yeah, sweet. I wouldn't say sweet.
Well, it does. It has a sweet stench. It makes me want to throw up like rotten meat. It is the crap of dust mites.
Have you noticed the stench of bum piss in your leftist-run neighborhoods? The crap of dust mites in bum piss is a real thing, and InfoWars Store has the solution. InfoWars has created the most powerful herbal lung cleanse and respiratory support product on the market. With over 1,000 types of mold and mildew, toxic chemicals, and yes, dust mites. Our Lung Cleanse Plus, made with organic and wild cultivated herbs, is just what you need to survive the unprecedented surge of bum piss and other toxic substances in liberal leftist cities everywhere. Order the InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse Plus supplement today at InfoWarsStore.com.
constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
You can really break civilizations down into two types, predatory and non-predatory, or oppressive, conquest-based, or renaissance-based. And of course, different types of civilizations and countries and political systems of history and of the present are mixes of the two. But with globalism, it is a post-human ideology, so it's scientifically geared to be oppressive. And the rationale is social Darwinism, that the ruling class are elites, and because they're in power, they have a right to rule over you, poison you, dumb you down, sterilize you, and kill you. So all the people wearing masks, like outside at the park and stuff, are living in a total hoax and think their act of submission is an act of working for the common good in a collective. No, it's a sign that you're a slave. Will take the forced inoculations. The federal government and Yale are studying the forced inoculations right now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Back live inside the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Prue just handed me another story, just again, you know, because China runs everything. Emergency use authorization given to saliva-based COVID-19 test developed at Yale. They've also just came out and said that children can now receive the COVID vaccine. Ah, isn't that sweet? Because you see, it's already trained in us that kids have to take a vaccine, because that makes sense. Just poison the kids at a young age, you know, hit their brain with foreign chemicals, hit their arteries with foreign, you know, just chemically rape the kids so to send them to school. But we already do that. So that's like, oh, okay. The big thing is making it mandatory for adults. That's the big thing here with the COVID vaccine, and that's what they want to do. And then you come to find out saliva test to detect COVID-19 gets emergency approval after trial on NBA players. Well, why are they testing the NBA with this? Since when is the NBA vaccine test organization? I mean, why? Because they're run by China. I mean, can you imagine? Look. I don't have a salary of millions of dollars, so I don't know. Maybe it's worth it to be chemically raped for a couple million dollars. So the NBA players raised no fuss about it, except Dwight Howard, as far as I can tell. But it's a saliva test, which probably isn't even accurate. Of course it's not accurate. And so then you'll get spiked results and you'll say, oh my gosh, COVID is everywhere. They just shut down a bunch of college campuses that reopened. Oh, the students tested positive. It's a fake test. It's a rigged test result. So, why are we going along with this? It's all fake. We've been lied to since the beginning. It's the sickest exercise of dominance I've ever seen against humanity. I mean, it's It's China. It's the globalist. It's Bill Gates. It's Fauci. It's all these people. It's all. I mean, hell, it's even Trump. I mean, they are squatting over our mouth and taking a fat dump in it and telling us it's filet mignon. I mean, I'm sorry to be graphic, but that's what this is. Oh, coronavirus, global pandemic, everyone's dying. Okay, not true. It's less than 0.5% mortality rate. Yeah, but look at the cases. Well, the tests are not always accurate, and most of the people that get it don't even know they have it, so it's obviously nothing more at this point than perhaps a common flu virus. But we need the vaccine so we can reopen and go back to school. But wait a second, we never have this for the flu or for tuberculosis that killed 1.5 million people last year. Think about that. Tuberculosis, a known deadly disease, killed over 1 million people last year. No vaccine. No panic. No Fauci. No Gates. No Scarf Lady Burks. Why is that? Well, because, see, we know that tuberculosis comes in through illegal immigration because it outbreaks in illegal immigration sanctuary cities in California and others. And then it spreads throughout the homeless population, which the COVID would be doing if it was deadly. They don't social distance. They don't even bathe. Most of them don't have any proper hygiene. They share needles and crack pipes. No spread, no masks, no distance, nothing, no COVID. But see, when there's an actual deadly disease in California spreading throughout the homeless, over 1 million infected, no panic, no vaccine, nothing. In fact, guys, pull that headline back up just so I can see what they're talking about. The biggest monster is spreading, and it's not coronavirus. Tuberculosis kills 1.5 million people each year. Lockdown and supply chain disruptions threaten progress against the disease as well as HIV and malaria. So it's like the real deadly viruses that break out and kill millions of people, nobody reports on. By the way, that's the New York Times. When was that story published, guys? Earlier this month. So they even give it to you. But see, here's what they're going to do. If they get away with this farce of the global pandemic with the China virus, if they get away with this farce, if they get away with the hysteria and the panic and the lockdowns and all of it, see, then they can actually release something that's actually deadly, or then they can actually take something like tuberculosis that's breaking out that's actually deadly and really have you in fear. And you're sitting there saying, well, that doesn't make sense. It doesn't have to make sense. They have the media. They have the masses. They have Hollywood. They have total control. You can't even open your phone without getting a COVID-19 update. It's all part of the selling of a virus so they can sell you a vaccine and then make billions of dollars chemically raping you with a vaccine that's going to be more deadly, more detrimental than the virus. If you vaccinate 330 million Americans, it's almost a guarantee. I mean, I don't know. I forget the number Bill Gates said. 50,000, 100,000, 300,000 are going to have a serious, serious negative impact from that vaccine, perhaps even death. And then they have the legal cover where you can't even sue them. They have immunity. So, oh my gosh, COVID is this big thing. 150,000 dead. It's the worst thing ever. Vaccine gets rolled out, kills 150,000. That's just part of the plan. But do you see the parallel here? See, there's deadly gun crime all across the United States every day. I mean, hundreds of homicides every week. Chicago, New York. It's not a big story. Nobody panics. But a cop shot somebody. Oh my gosh, it's the end of the world. Shut everything down, burn everything down, defund the police, and give the Democrats power. See, it's the same thing. Police shooting people or police shooting black people is like a tiny little speck of dust on the moon. Oh, a policeman shot a black guy, or oh, a policeman killed a black guy. Okay, that's a tiny speck of dust on the moon, which is the surface is made of dust. But then it's like you have a giant moon rock that's like radiating, you know, like some sort of heat or something that you walk by it, you get burned. It's like, oh, that thing's fine, though. That's the 100 homicides a week, New York, Chicago. Hey, don't worry about that moon rock that you walk by it and you get vaporized and you get radiation poisoning. But look at that speck of dust over there. See, the same thing is with COVID and tuberculosis or whatever the hell they want to make it. Hey, tuberculosis, 101.5 million a year, get it, and comes from the southern border and illegal immigration. No. Hey, COVID came from China, and this is the thing to panic about. We need vaccines. We need lockdowns. We need quarantines. We need full panic. It's, oh, panic alert on high. And then it comes to the facts that it's less than 1% mortality rate. You get tuberculosis? Not good. You get COVID-19? Not that big a deal. And you see, when you get on a level of a Bill Gates and you talk about this stuff and someone actually comes to you and challenges on it, or you're having, you know, business talks or whatever about this stuff, Bill Gates points at Black Lives Matter protesters. He points at mask wearers. He points at fat, slovenly people living off welfare. And he says, why should they even be alive? Look at how dumb they are. Look at how pathetic they are. So, I mean, you got to understand, it's almost logical. They just look at the dregs of humanity slowing down human progress, and they just say, why don't we just wipe them out? And half the people that get to that level of power, half the people that get billions of dollars, they're like, yeah, okay, you're right. Let's just get rid of them. But see, they don't want to pull that trigger. They don't actually want to be a part of it. Bill Gates does. That's why he does all the vaccines. That's why he does all the TV interviews. That's why he takes the pictures with the vaccines and the needles in Africa. He has a lust for it. Most people just say, okay, I see your logic. You know, I'll go along with it. And then, I'll have power in the new world. But see, when they run these hoaxes over you and you fall for it, it justifies them chemically raping you. It justifies them killing you. And they will. They will. And so they'll release a new thing out of a Chinese lab, and it'll be actually really deadly. And they'll run the whole hoax again, and you'll take the vaccine.
We've launched our new big special, and it's only running for a week. The Everyday Essentials Sale. We have free shipping on these best-selling items and up to 60% off. Starting with the 8-pack Power Stack and Survival Shield X2 combo. X2 is back in stock with the soon-selling-out 8-pack Power Stack for 60% off. We have the Heart and Body combo, Extendawise and Vasobeats that go together like a horse and carriage, 50% off. Again, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 by itself, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock at 33% off with free shipping. Survival Shield X2, 50% off with the spray bottle. Prostaguard back in stock with the zinc and the saw palmetto and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of this big sale while you still can. Get great products and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top 5 bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-pack Power Stack, because of the shutdown and the lockdown, are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
War Room.
theanswer.com/show.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
And this is the InfoWars War Room. Let's go quickly to a couple clips here, and I'll come back and finish the rest of this news, and I may open up the phone lines. But let's go here to the Democrats leading a congressional pledge of allegiance. Now, you tell me, when you listen to this pledge of allegiance, if you notice anything off about it. Here's the Democrats leading the pledge of allegiance in Congress.
The chair will lead the House in the pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Something was missing there. I didn't hear that right. Guys, can you play that for me again? I'm not hearing it. Something seems off about that. Will you play that for me again?
The chair will lead the House in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Okay.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America. One nation, to the republic, which stands, one nation, under God. Oh, you removed God. They removed God from the Pledge of Allegiance. Now, folks, think about it. Whether you're patriotic or not, or political or not, whatever, but what was the one thing that ties all Americans together in a current situation? You're in a classroom, beginning of a school day. What do? You stand, you put your hand over your heart, you recite the Pledge of Allegiance every day. Everyone does it. You say, under God. And you sit down, you go about your day. Not anymore. Now they're either removing the national anthem from school or just removing God from it. What else? You're at a sporting event. Basketball game, football game, whatever. Game's about to start. Everybody stands, removes their hats, puts their hand over their heart, and we sing the national anthem, and they're getting rid of that. Who do you think is doing all this? The Democrats that are run by China, the sports leagues that are run by China, the Hollywood propagandists that are run by China. I just don't know how you deal with this when the majority of the national press isn't even going to tell you this is going on, isn't even going to report on this, or is so heavily influenced and financed by either Big Pharma, Bill Gates, or some corporation or company that's run by China, and you're just not allowed to say anything. Oh, hey, you know, we got this NBA game tonight. We're not going to do the national anthem, and we're going to celebrate Black Lives Matter. And we're going to make sure that all the athletes are COVID tested. And it's all propaganda. It's all anti-American propaganda. So the left, with China and Hollywood and the rest, are in a full-on anti-American operation right now in front of our eyes.
I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra pure Arctic krill oil, high quality wild caught salmon oil, vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
The InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. The absolute embarrassment that is the Democratic National Convention continues. In fact, Scott, will you check your video messages? I think I sent you this video. I may not have, of a mock-up of the Buffalo Springfield remake from the DNC last night, but then they just roll all the Democrat terrorism in the streets with the murderer and the violence and the burning and the looting. Will you see if I sent that to you? If not, I'll send it to you in the break. Okay. So it's a perfect depiction of where we're at. I'm going to get that to Scott. We'll play it in the next segment. Let me just pile drive through this news. And, you know, I just, the deception of the Democrat Party is so, it's so committed, it's so bold, it's so out in the open. And, you know, if we don't fully reject it, if we don't fully repudiate it, then we deserve what we get. And I understand the frustration of that notion, because you're not a brainwashed idiot. You're not a moron. You don't believe fake news. You don't follow mainstream news. You don't take orders from Hollywood or actors pretending to be news anchors. But we're all in this together. So if the Democrats push our fellow Americans off a ledge and you're sitting there warning them, hey, you're getting off the ledge. Hey, you're getting off the ledge. And then they push. Guess what? We're anchored to those people. We're going right off the ledge with them, whether we like it or not. An unbreakable bond. And the sad part of it is, you know that they want to jump off the ledge. They kind of like it. And you know that they're going to take you with them. And that's what gets them off about it. That's what they're lusting after. They don't even care about their own demise. They don't even care about their own destruction. They don't even care about their own death. If they can anchor themselves to you, which we're already in an unbreakable bond of humanity, and then the second level of that being an American, they know they're taking you down with them. And they don't care. They're self-destructive. They hate themselves. They could never imagine a greater moment of glory than falling to their own demise, but knowing right before they die that you're going to die with them. That's the epitome of the Democrat Party voter. And so look at what's coming up now. Colin Powell to speak at the DNC touting Joe Biden's character. Cindy McCain, John McCain's widow, to back Biden, speak at DNC. Now, remember, 10 years ago, or I guess 12, 14 years ago, these people were hated by liberals, hated by the Democrat Party, war criminals. I mean, you're talking about the Bush administration with Colin Powell and John McCain and the like. And 14 years ago, the Obamaites, the liberals, the Democrats were saying these people were war criminals. They were the worst people ever. Warmongers, murderers. Well, now they're speaking at the DNC. They're all anti-Trump. Oh. But see, again, the libs don't care. They don't care. They're all about total destruction, mutual destruction. And you're sitting here like, hey, I don't want to be destroyed. They don't care. Hey, I want to live free. They don't care. They've signed a contract of mutual destruction. They've signed on to that spirit of evil. We can't separate ourselves from this. But here's what Andrew Cuomo said last night. Stunning fashion. Here's Andrew Cuomo, the most successful mass murderer in U.S. history, speaks last night at the DNC.
Joe Biden is what I call America tough, tough in the best way, tough that is smart, united, disciplined, and loving. Joe Biden can restore the soul of America.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what our country needs today.
The soul of America. What is the soul of America? The soul of America is everything they hate. The soul of America is everything they're fighting against. Freedom. The individual. Empowered. God. Red, white, and blue. The flag. Capitalism. The free market. It's literally everything they hate. This is the biggest frustration. It's the most obvious doublethink on the Democrat side of the aisle. They wave the flag and they cry patriotism and they talk about America's soul and build back better and all this crap. Like, see, we care about America. Trump is the worst thing that's ever happened to America. Trump is bad for America. Trump wants to destroy America. We are what's right for America. We will rejuvenate the soul of America. We will make America great again. We love America. But then what do you see? What are their actions? Everything that's anti-American. Cancel the national anthem. Run Chinese propaganda 24/7. Send all the jobs to China. Shut down free speech. Shut down your right to bear arms. Say how racist America is. Say America was stolen from the Indians. Say that America was built by slaves. So it's just like the real Democrat agenda, the real honest Democrat is AOC and the rest of them saying, yeah, America sucks. America's racist. We have to destroy capitalism. We have to destroy the free market. We have to destroy everything about America because it's racist, it's sexist, it's misogynist, and it was built by slaves and all the other crap. But see, but then when they go to their official Democrat events, it's, we will restore the soul of America. We love America. Trump is bad for America. Trump is destroying America. Wait a second. I thought that's what you were doing. I thought that's what you wanted. And then Biden says this about Cuomo. Thank you for your leadership and the example you've set for all Americans during this pandemic. What, murdering people? I mean, look at New York. The most deaths per capita from COVID. So I don't know how that's the best unless you want people dead. Then, hey, good job, Cuomo. You killed the most. And then the most violence and terror and destruction in the streets is also in New York. The biggest economic collapse is in New York. Cuomo couldn't have done a worse job. But what do the Democrats say? Good job, Cuomo. You killed 11,000 people. You killed the economy of New York City. You're forced quarantining people that aren't sick. Terrorists are running the streets. Great job, Cuomo. Way to go. Bang up job. Hey, do us a favor. Hey, Cuomo, do us a favor. Next time there's a deadly virus or an outbreak that comes in, we want 20,000 dead. Yeah. We want 20,000 dead. And Cuomo will be all over it. Wow. By the way, he continues to block all the independent investigations into his policies that sent the COVID-infected patients into the nursing homes. You know, I remember, what was it, like a month or two ago, I sat here and blew up on air screaming how Andrew Cuomo was a mass murderer. For 5 minutes, I basically just repeated it, just parroting it, just screaming. I was sweating. Alex Jones came in studio like, yeah, you're right. This will make a big deal. And nobody really cares. The president saying it. Other news outlets are now picking it up, realizing what's happening. But it's just like we have no response. It's like this weird thing where it's like a doctor when they do the reflex test and they tap your knee, you know, with a little rubber hammer, and it's just the knee never goes. It's like the knee never moves, the knee never bounces, the leg never extends. It's like we're numb to it. It's like, oh yeah, the Democrats are murdering old people. Oh, nothing new. Oh yeah, the Democrats are lying again. Oh, they're running another fake hate crime. Oh, the media is running fake news with a fake pandemic. It's just like, oh, you know, it's like the doctor's hitting there. It's like, that's what this is. It's like, we're sitting there hitting you on the reflex point of your knee and the knee's not moving. I mean, it's like, we're like spiritually paralyzed or something. But there is a balance of this.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalist, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth. Attention, attention, attention to anyone that still wants to live in a free country. The New World Order, Chi-Com Globalist Syndicate, is making its move to implode the dollar and thrust the United States into a civil war by contesting the election. They are openly wargaming this at the highest levels of the Democratic Party. Nancy Pelosi and others have gone on television and said they will contest the election. Trump is going. They will hold a separate inauguration for Biden and Kamala Harris, and that anyone challenging that will be called a racist. They will then trigger race riots and violence. They've already beta tested around the country. We are not living in normal times. When these type of things happen in history, people are usually caught flat-footed because they can't believe they're living in such a criminal era. We are living in the period where this criminal globalist syndicate that's been feeding on America is being exposed and removed. Now is the time for all good men and women to come to their aid of the country. Spread the word now, Paul Revere's. It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-Pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power Stack, because of the shutdown and the lockdown, are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever. The social engineers bet on you not having a memory more than anything. And they also bet, because they constantly talk about it in their own words, that you will adapt to being a slave, that you will learn incrementally to submit. So think about and remember the phases of the Fauci fraud. Remember that everything he said has been a premeditated lie. They lied about where it came from. They lied about person to person. The UN covered it all up, then exaggerated the death rate at 4%, but it's actually 0.032 now and dropping. Then they set the test up to count almost all false positives. They put the names of people that died of other diseases in the COVID column. They only said there'd be a 15-day lockdown. Now we're 6 months later. Now they say it's permanent.
You got to wear masks forever, and forced inoculations are coming, and they're going to track everywhere you go and what you do, the global social credit score, and the UN is the boss, and anybody questioning it is censored off the internet and loses their job. That's called 21st century tyranny. That's called world government takeover.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
We've located the satirical video, the DNC strange remake of Buffalo Springfield, but remade with the images of the Democrat terror mobs rioting, burning, and murdering in the streets of America. Here it is. By the way, this is actually from the DNC. This is what they did.
But it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. Think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Nobody's right, everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their mind, getting so much resistance from behind. We gotta stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
If somebody decides to loot a Gucci or a Macy's, that is reparation.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
You know, I've never been one to mince words here, but I mean, like, are these people conscious liars? Are they conscious deceivers? Like, oh, we're going to play the Buffalo Springfield song from, what was it, like 67 or whatever, when it was like top hit and it was all about, you know, protesting the Vietnam Wars and everything. Hey, that's a good cause. It's not anti-American. It's not violence. It's peace. But like, are they that consciously deceptive? Are they just in complete denial? The Democrat Party is the largest terrorist organization in America. I've been saying that for years. It's total proof now. I mean, I'm beyond vindicated, so I get banned for that. But like, they sit here like, oh, Pete, we're the peaceniks. Oh, we're the peaceniks. Oh, Buffalo Springfield. Oh, yeah, kumbaya, kumbaya. Buffalo soldier. But then it's like the Democrat voters are literally out in the streets murdering people, robbing businesses, threatening people. I mean, it's total terrorism. And then Michael Obama gets up there and says, yeah, if you don't vote Democrat, it's going to get worse. Oh, what? You're going to ramp up your Black Lives Matter terror squads? You're going to ramp up your Antifa terror squads? You're going to ramp up all your domestic terror events? That's what she's threatening. That's what she's warning you. But the fact that they can sit here, it's the same thing with Cuomo. It's like they can actually sit here and say, great job, Andrew Cuomo. Bang up job you did handling COVID. Literally murdered 11,000 people, crushed the New York economy. People are moving out of New York in droves. Storage facilities in Florida can't even handle all the stuff coming from New York that they're packing there while they move. Moving companies in New York have never had more business because they're working every dang 24/7 now. Great job, Cuomo. You killed New York. Good job. And they pat him on the back. He pats himself on the back. They send him on CNN. It's like this whole victory parade. And it's just dead people, dead economies all behind him. It's a trail of blood. I mean, imagine that. Imagine I go to, because this is what it would be like. They'd have reported if I did this. But if I went to a Black Lives Matter rally with a gun, and I'm not saying to do this, and I would never do this, but let's just say somebody decided to go to a Black Lives Matter rally with a gun and kill 100 people. That'd be like if Trump said, hey, great job, son. Way to go with that Black Lives Matter, son. And he just murdered 100 people. He's a violent murderer. He's a mass murderer. He's a serial killer. Good job, serial killer. That'd be like what it is. But that's what they do for Cuomo. Hey, what happened in New York? Oh, I don't know. Worst COVID outbreak. Worst economic collapse. So what do we do now? Well, we obviously congratulate the governor, Cuomo. What a great job. Hey, you killed the economy. Hey, you killed 11,000 people. Great job, Mayor Cuomo. You're a hero to the Democrat Party. Again, the deception, the level of lying and misinforming. I mean, it's so evil. It's so satanic. And it's so frustrating to sit here and watch. Because you know what's going on. I know what's going on, but there's people that actually believe this crap, man. The Democrat Party is literally targeting mentally ill people. Not like people that have a diagnosed mental illness or you know, learning disability or anything, but like the dregs of society that have been brainwashed by the media, brainwashed by Hollywood, indoctrinated by the system. By the way, the studies have all come out. Liberals are basically, the studies have come out. Liberalism is a mental disorder. Okay. That's now actually peer-reviewed studies. Self-identifying liberals self-identify as having a mental illness in their own words. And it's the same thing. Why are conservatives better looking than liberals? It doesn't mean they actually have a better facial structure or whatever. They're healthy. They're happy. They're connected to God. They live in reality. They reject the energy of Satan. They reject the lies of Satan. They reject the evil of deception. That's all it is. That's all it is. That's why there's so many liberals out there. Everybody uses Rachel Maddow as an example. I've run into like 10 of them just on my work in the streets. Girl goes to college. Beautiful looking girl. Goes to college 4 years later, comes out 40 pounds overweight, shaved head with green hair, and looks like a damn hippo. There it is again. I mean, so it's not even a joke. But that's what's so sick, man. I'm connected to these people. These are my brothers. These are my sisters. They are victims of a social engineering, psychological operation warfare agenda that I'm trying to warn them about, and they hate me for it. But I know my destiny is tied to theirs. I have a bond. I have an ultimate bond with them. And I see them falling. I see them suffering. And I hurt. And I lash out in anger at the establishment that's killing them. I lash out in anger at the establishment that's lying to them. I lash out in anger at the entire system and the entire evil establishment that's doing this to them. And I bang my head against the wall, and it's painful. But this is what we're dealing with, folks. They celebrate death and destruction.
Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks.
of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best durable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots, and you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now. 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression, war on the streets. It'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared.
We've launched our new big special, and it's only running for a week, the Everyday Essentials Sale. We have free shipping on these best-selling items and up to 60% off, starting with the 8-Pack Power Stack and Survival Shield X2 Combo. X2 is back in stock with the soon-selling-out 8-Pack Power Stack for 60% off. We have the Heart and Body Combo, Extendo-Wise and Vasobeats that go together like a horse and carriage, 50% off. Again, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 by itself, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock at 33% off with free shipping. Survival Shield X2, 50% off with the spray bottle. Prostaguard back in stock with the zinc and the saw palmetto and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of this big sale while you still can. Get great products and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra pure Arctic krill oil, high quality wild caught salmon oil, vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
President Trump is set to go live in about 20 minutes. We've got Deanna Lorraine coming in studio. So I may just open up the phone lines and we'll take calls with Deanna Lorraine. And we'll be monitoring President Trump's press conference coming up. But I don't want to have you waiting forever, so I won't give out that number yet. Let me just go through the rest of this news. We covered what the Democrats are doing at their convention. Alice Johnson, whose life sentence was commuted by Trump, will speak at the RNC. She was a nonviolent drug offender. Trump commuted her sentence, released her for jail, something the Democrats never did. Oddly enough, though, Obama pardoned thousands of people. Most of them were actually not all nonviolent. A lot of them were violent, but most of them were drug offenders. They never really praised him for that. It's odd. And then the St. Louis couple. I hate this headline, but it's the Washington Post, so bear with me. St. Louis couple who waved guns at BLM protesters will participate in GOP convention. See, I mean, don't you love the deception? And there was a perfect meme that sums it up. But it's heartbreaking. You have the guy who got kicked in the head and nearly died. By the way, the individual that did that has been identified. There's a manhunt for him right now. And that guy barely even gets demonized at all. Attempted murder, almost killed a guy. The media doesn't even cover it. They don't even mention him. They celebrate him. And then a couple protects their property in Missouri with castle law. They have the right to protect their property with a firearm. And they get demonized. They didn't shoot anybody. They didn't hurt anybody. They didn't break any laws. They get attacked. They get demonized. They have the Democrat justice system coming after them. But you see, the guy that nearly murdered somebody at a Black Lives Matter rally, and by the way, pick one. There's about 100 different instances. No media coverage, no complaining, no talk of how poor their character is. But, oh, the St. Louis couple that dared protect their property with their guns, they're the bad guys. Well, here's the story. If the McCloskeys didn't come out and protect their property with firearms that day, they would have been the ones dead on the street. They would have been the ones jumped and pummeled. You see? Same thing goes for that Army Ranger in Austin who defended his life with a gun, shot the guy, killed him. He pointed a gun at his face inside of his car. He pulled out his gun. He shot him. He killed him. See, he would have been the guy dead on the street. You get it? That's where it's at. The Democrats are coming to kill you. See, this is just the sign. This is just the prep. This is just like the smell, like you're cooking a stew. And it starts to boil and the aromas start to boil up. But so you know, oh, that means I got a good stew boiling. It's the same thing here. When you see the Democrat terror squads out in the streets beating people, murdering people, robbing business, that's the scent of the stew that they're cooking, which is total tyranny, total destruction, total it's total lawlessness and destruction. Then Goose stepped into tyranny. So it's the classic Pied Piper. But again, Washington Post doesn't attack the Democrat terror squads, the Democrat terrorists, the Black Lives Matter terrorists, the Antifa terrorists. They ignore that. But the St. Louis couple who peacefully, legally, and lawfully executed their Second Amendment right and successfully protected their property and their lives, they're the bad guys. Again, total reversal of reality. And they do this with hardly any repudiation. They do this with no shame, no guilt, nothing. So, but that's what they want. They want you disarmed so they can come murder you. That's gallows humor. I'm laughing at that. But I mean, oh, look at these people that dared defend themselves with a gun. They're bad. They're bad. Oh, what? So I can end up like that guy that you killed? So I can end up in a coma? I can be dead on the street. You kick me in the head. You step on my head. You kick me in the ribs. You puncture my lung. You break my leg. You break my neck? That's what they want. Oh, you can't have a gun. Oh, don't touch me. And then they will literally murder you. And then if you dare defend yourself, oh my gosh, how evil. You didn't hurt anyone, by the way. McCloskeys didn't hurt anyone. They stepped outside on their property legally, lawfully, stopped all the destruction, stopped all the violence. Oh, but see, if you're a Democrat terrorist in the street, ooh, you just found the disarmed white guy who's now outside of his vehicle. You just had attempted murder on him and he couldn't defend himself. He didn't have a gun. And that's exactly how you want it. That's exactly how they want it, folks. It's worse in California than you thought. Look at these two stories. Hold on. Is that a new story there from the Daily Caller? Guys, go back to that. The list of attacks against conservatives is mind-blowing. Don't you remember 3 years ago, Breitbart put out a list. Only half of my assaults made it. But I had assaults on the list. Breitbart put out a list. It was like almost 1,000 known documented cases of assault against Trump supporters. That was 3 years ago. I mean, it's tens of thousands now. And so the Daily Caller has just put out this piece. Again, they just document all the crimes against Trump supporters. And the media just ignores it. Folks, the Democrats have already started a hot civil war in this country. They've shot congressmen. They fired at congressmen. They fired at Republicans. They shot Republicans. They've killed people in the streets. They've attacked people viciously and brutally and relentlessly in the streets. They've burned property. They've destroyed property. They've desecrated venerable objects. It's a joke. But see, because it's so big, and we haven't admitted that the Democrats have actually started a hot civil war in this country, we just let it go on. Because we have to face the music and we have to say, the Democrats are a domestic terror group. Black Lives Matter and Antifa are their foot soldiers, and we have to deal with them properly because we know where that goes. And even though that's the reality of the situation, we don't deal with it. And it just gets worse and it just gets worse and it just gets worse because we don't want to enter that zone. We don't want a civil war. And they know it. It's like the person that knows, okay, I'm going to flick this guy on the ear for the whole class and he's not going to do anything. That's who they are, except it's hot civil war in the streets and we don't do anything. And most of the terrorists get released immediately because the Democrats and Soros own the DA, they own the judges, and they own the local media. So, what do you do? Well, I just do all I can. I just call it out every day. And I hope people see it and realize it, and maybe we'll finally get some action from the Justice Department. But it's absurd that we've allowed this to continue. Let me hit these headlines from California. California confirms first case of plague in 5 years. Health officials urge residents to take precautions. Actually, they have known that the bubonic plague, literally has been breaking out in California. No panic, no masks, no vaccines, no media attention. Just, you know, bubonic plague, no big deal. It's whatever. Just California bubonic plague. It's cool, man. And then California has first rolling blackouts in 19 years and everyone faces blame. Another lie. California's had rolling blackouts for like the last 3 years. So California, literally the plague is breaking out. California, there's no freedom. Everything's shut down. California, rolling blackouts. And then they say, oh, it's everyone's fault. They're using too much energy. No, about 5 years ago, California cut their energy production in half when they got rid of like fossil fuels. So they did it to themselves. No, the Democrats of California are responsible for the rolling blackouts. And now they want to blame you, the consumer. Amazing.
Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming and financial collapse and planetary lockdowns using viruses. And he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar. It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top 5 bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-Pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at
50% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power Stack, because of the shutdown and the lockdown, are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
When the corrupt establishment began pushing Joe Biden 2 years ago, they knew he had serious cognitive problems. He has always been an empty suit that does what he's told by the globalists and their allied crime syndicates. Kamala Harris is even worse and does whatever she's told. She's bought and paid for by Silicon Valley, the Chi-Coms, and others. So she has been chosen because she's part African, and now anyone that criticizes her will be called a racist and evil, and she is now above reproach. Ladies and gentlemen, we must expose this monster for who she is. We must expose the fact that she wanted minimum sentences for black people 3 times longer than white people, and that the woman is a monster. Kamala Harris will end up being our president if they're able to steal the election. And she is a 110% New World Order puppet. Now more than ever, we must expose this monster. We must expose the globalist.
I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil, ultra pure Arctic krill oil, high quality wild caught salmon oil, vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
I'm going to finish up the rest of this news. We're monitoring President Trump, who's about to go live. We got Deanna Lorraine coming up in studio. We'll open up the phone lines, take calls with her. Let me bear down and get to the rest of this news today. From the USA Today, coronavirus updates. Two top CDC officials stepped down. And Dr. Kimberly Scarf Burks urges Americans to wear masks indoors and outdoors. I mean, just go. Self, tell me to wear a mask indoors, in my car, in my backyard. You know where you can stick that mask. It's so offensive. It's so offensive to freedom. It's so offensive to reality and logic. These people just spit in your eye, man. But again, oh, the Democrats, they love it. See, here's what's sick about the Democrats. Here's what's sick about a liberal. They know the mask doesn't work. They know the whole thing is fake. They know. They know Russian collusion's fake. They know Jussie Smollett faked a hate crime. They know they're faking a pandemic. They all know it's fake. They all know it's a giant hoax. They're all in on it because they all hate Trump. They all hate you. Can you imagine if a witch doctor or voodoo priest or something came up to a liberal progressive and said, hey, slit your wrists right now. It'll cause Trump pain. They'd all do it. Every single one of them. Hey, slit your throat and bleed out real good. It'll really hurt a conservative.
Yeah, give me the knife. I mean, literally. If you told a liberal progressive Trump hater and you said, I want you to take this blade right here and I want you to jam it straight into your gut. I want you to twist 90 degrees until you feel that pain and that blood starts pouring out. Because guess what? Every drop of blood that pours out of your stomach, pours out of your body, is going to cause a Republican pain. It's going to hurt the Trump campaign. They would line up and they would be engaging in masochism and self-mutilation the next day because they love it. And their biggest motivating factor is their hatred of Trump, their hatred of you, their hatred of your freedom, their hatred of your family, their hatred of your values, and their hatred of this country and everything it stands for. That's the psychology of a liberal leftist. That's why they're out trying to kill people in the streets. That's why they're out burning buildings to the ground. They're taking that risk. It's a minor risk at this point. They know the cops are on their side. They know the DA is on their side. They know they have Hollywood funding. The judges in their back pockets. But see, it will come to a day where they're going to have to pay and blood will be the price. That's not a threat. I'm telling you, the Democrats, the Chi-Coms, the liberals and the media who have put these liberal progressives out on the streets as terrorists, when this stuff actually kicks off, folks, they're going to tell them, you've got to go out. You've got to be out there. You've got to, and then they'll say defend America, which of course might be the moment they wake up and realize, wait a second, I thought we were out to destroy America. But that will be the media, the Democrat Party, the Hollywood, the Chi-Coms telling the liberal progressives, take this knife and slit your wrists. Take this knife and slit your throat. Take this knife and jam it into your gut as deep as you can and twist it and bleed out on the ground. And with that, you will defeat Trump. And you will defeat human freedom. You will defeat conservatives. You will defeat InfoWars. You will defeat all of Trump's associates. And they will do it, accepting the premise and getting off, getting endorphins off of the thought that they could actually defeat America, defeat Trump, defeat you, defeat me. And they will feel so good. It'll be the realest thing they've ever felt in their life when they jam that knife straight into their throat and they bleed out right there on the street. And in the last minutes of their life, they believe they just defeated Trump and they just defeated America. And they'll get that hit of endorphins that the media tells them, you did it. You beat Trump. You beat America. And they bleed out on the street. Of course, that's not how it's going to go. It's going to be, hey, if you continue down this road, Americans are going to come out with their guns and they're going to protect their property and they're going to see terrorists and they're going to kill them. And that will be how it's really done. But the real analogy is it's the media, it's the Democrat Party telling Black Lives Matter, telling Antifa, telling all their liberal progressives in the streets, take this knife, jam it into your throat and die. But don't worry, we're going to get Trump. And see, the big joke is Bill Gates wants you to die. See, I get mad when I'm driving down the highway and I'm in the fast lane and I'm going 80 miles per hour. And there's a guy in front of me doing 60 in the fast lane. I'm like, get out of my way. You're in my way. You're hindering my progress. You're a dumbass. You're slow. You're a moron. Get the hell over. And they either do or they don't, but in that moment, you want to go monster truck mode and just run them over. But see, that's how Bill Gates, that's how these globalists look at the whole world. They're in the fast lane and we're all gumming it up. We're all causing traffic. It's like traffic on the LA freeway. Hey, we need to clear it up. Oh, just nuke it. That's their mindset. That's their concept. And so that's why the path is ultimate destruction. All right, I have one headline. President Trump is going live right now. Let's tune into the president continuing his campaign as Biden hides in a basement.
The Iranian regime. Today, I'm directing the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, to notify the UN Security Council that the United States intends to restore virtually all of the previously suspended United Nations sanctions on Iran. It's a snapback, not uncommon. 2 years ago, I withdrew the United States from the disastrous Iran nuclear deal, which was a product of the Obama-Biden foreign policy failure.
Treason. Treason.
A failure like few people have seen in terms of the amount of money we paid for absolutely nothing and a short-term deal. This deal funneled tens of billions of dollars to Iran, $150 billion to be exact, plus $1.8 billion in cash, which I don't know that the president had the authority to give, but gave $1.8 billion in cash. Just another great deal that turned out to be a total disaster that would have funded all of the chaos and the bloodshed and the terror in the region and all throughout the world. And I won't say anything because I don't like saying it, but Iran doesn't have so much money to give to the world anymore, to the terrorists, to give to Al-Qaeda and various other groups of people that they were funding. They have to keep their own regime together, and it's not easy for them. And if and when I win the election within the first month, Iran will come to us, and they are going to be asking for a deal so quickly because they are doing very poorly. But that deal was a disaster. $150 billion, $1.8 billion in cash. And we got nothing except a short-term little deal. A short-term, expiring, starting to expire already. It's terminated, but it would have, if we didn't terminate it, start to expire very shortly. A good deal was the deal we made with UAE and Israel. And by the way, other countries, I will tell you now, want to come into that deal. Countries that you wouldn't even believe want to come into that deal. And all of a sudden, you're going to have peace in the Middle East. And you couldn't have done it with this ridiculous Iran nuclear deal, as they call it, that President Obama made, along with Sleepy Joe Biden. I imposed the toughest ever sanctions on Iran, and this has caused great difficulty for them, giving money to terrorist organizations. And if they do, they'll have hell to pay. Earlier this year, I ordered the strike that took out the world's number one terrorist, Qasem Soleimani, in addition to previously terminating leader and founder of ISIS, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi.
All right, folks, when we come back in this short segment, we're going to continue to go to Trump Live, and then we're going to be joined in studio by Deanna Lorraine. But, you know, here's what's so frustrating. Trump really has done a great job removing ISIS from the Middle East. It was mostly funded, ran under the Obama administration with Hillary Clinton and others. You look at Benghazi. But it's, like, amazing. Like, we can go out and we can deal with these terrorists in the Middle East. We can take out Soleimani and the rest of them. But, oh, the Democrat terror squads in Chicago and New York and California, they just run rampant. They're just killing and murdering and stealing and looting and robbing and burning things to the ground. It's like, we can't stop that?
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
Infowars.com.
I've talked to the EMS and I've talked to medical doctors, and what makes you nauseated, it's not just the smell of the piss. What we call the smell of bum piss, that has that sweet, nauseating smell.
Yeah, sweet. I wouldn't say sweet.
Well, it does. It's a sweet stench. It makes me want to throw up like rotten meat. It is the crap of dust mites.
Have you noticed the stench of bum piss in your leftist-run neighborhoods? The crap of dust mites in bum piss is a real thing, and InfoWars Store has the solution. InfoWars has created the most powerful herbal lung cleanse and respiratory support product on the market, with over 1,000 types of mold and mildew, toxic chemicals, and yes, dust mites. Our Lung Cleanse Plus, made with organic and wild cultivated herbs, is just what you need to survive the unprecedented surge of bum piss and other toxic substances in liberal leftist cities everywhere. Order the InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse Plus supplement today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Most cities are well run. Most of the nation is well run. And the areas that we're talking about are all, in all cases, run by Democrats, usually radical left-leaning Democrats, like in New York or in Portland. We've made arrests in Kansas City, Chicago, Cleveland, Detroit, Milwaukee, St. Louis, Memphis, and Albuquerque for many violent crimes, including gun crimes, arson, and 91 murders. We're also using the full power of the federal government to defeat, as you know, the China virus. New cases have declined in 80% of the jurisdictions in the past week. 80%. New Zealand, by the way, had a big outbreak. And other countries that were held up to try and make us look not as good as we should look, because we've done an incredible job, but they're having a lot of outbreaks, but they'll be able to put them out, and we put them out. The hospitalization rate has fallen in our country 54% since its peak in April, 54%. Older Americans are still the most vulnerable to the virus. 92% of deaths have occurred among those 55 and older. Only 2.7% of deaths have occurred among those 44 years. Think of that, 44 years and younger. So 44 years old and younger, only 2.7% of deaths have occurred. And many of those people had pre-existing conditions, they had problems, heart, diabetes, and other problems, but many of those. So think of that, only 2.7% under 44 years of age. Excess mortality in Europe this year is 33% higher than the United States. Evidence that the tragic cost of this virus is higher in other Western nations. South Korea, you've been reading about South Korea doing well. Well, they just had a very big breakout, but they'll be able to solve the problem. We must all remain vigilant and continue to exercise extreme caution around those at highest risk. As we know, multiple colleges and universities announced that they would suspend in-person teaching. Now, we have learned one thing. There's nothing like campus. There's nothing like being with the teacher as opposed to being on a computer board. It's been proven a lot better. It's a lot better. The iPads are wonderful, but you're not going to learn the same way you do by being there. So, nevertheless, certain colleges and universities have announced that they would suspend the in-person teaching. For older people and individuals with underlying conditions, the China virus is very dangerous, but for university students, the likelihood of severe illness is less than or equal to the risk of a seasonal flu. And the seasonal flu happens and comes and it goes, and it can be very bad, but people don't talk about it in the same way, and they shouldn't. But if you look at that, the odds are less than or equal to. Instead of saving lives, the decision to close universities could cost lives. It is significantly safer for students to live with other young people than to go home and spread the virus to older Americans. Makes sense? And the shutdown thing is causing tremendous depression for those places that are still shut down. You look at certain areas that, in all cases, Democrat run, still shut down, and the numbers there aren't even good, but causing tremendous depression, suicide, drugs, alcohol, abuse. A lot of problems are being caused. Probably far more, I would say, Scott, than is caused by the virus itself, now that we understand the virus. Colleges should take reasonable precautions. Students who feel sick should not attend class and should limit social interaction as they would for any other illness. And universities should implement measures to protect the high-risk students or professors and teachers.
Incrementalism, the inchworm effect, successive approximation. First, they tell you only stay in your house for 15 days so the hospitals can stay empty. That was all a fraud. Then wear a mask for a month. Here we are 6 months later. Then they start making people at colleges and at big corporations wear wristbands showing that they've been, quote, contact traced and tested for COVID. Then comes the apps on your phones and the global social credit score, now being rolled out by Virginia, California, and others. It's not coming, it's here. And then the inoculations, if you ever want to leave your house, which amounts to forced inoculations. This is the medical tyranny takeover. These are not classic vaccines that have their own problems. These are DNA vaccines that change your DNA and are having massive, serious side effects. Guaranteed, this is about depopulation. Bill Gates admits that. This is an emergency. Resist or die. The New World Order is here.
Listening to President Trump at a press conference now. By the way, Trump is holding multiple events every day, press conferences every day, rallies every day. He's not branding it that because it's kind of like a curveball where, you can't have rallies because of COVID. So he doesn't have rallies. He just is like, hey, I'm going to Arizona. 10,000 people show up. Hey, I'm going to have a press conference. Goes live for an hour. Does it both in the same day. So he's not having rallies. Oh, because of COVID, but folks, he's having rallies. And meanwhile, Biden is hiding in a basement and the Democrats are running a DNC. Deanna Lorraine, we were talking about this in the break. Deanna Lorraine. I've been butchering it, folks. I'm bad.
Okay. As long as it's not Diana, that's definitely not it.
Well, you're going to be in studio with us for the rest of the hour. And we were talking about this in the break, the complete laughingstock that the DNC is. Think about it. They've got all these political supposedly legends, you know, Bill Clinton, the legend of the Democrat Party, and the rest of them, they've got Hollywood production. They've got Hollywood stars.
Right.
They've got live music performances. They've got the whole
very cheesy thing. Live music performances.
And this is the best they can do.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty pathetic. If you watched last night, I posted a video last night on my Twitter because it was so cringy. And the night before, I've never seen anything that bad, and I've seen a lot of cringy, bad 80s stuff. I mean, was this like a Halloween dress-up party? What was this? This was crazy, and this was their production. I don't know if you saw the scene where they bursted out of this library scene and started, blowing streamers and silly string.
Was that when Biden was in it?
Yeah,
and he was Biden like, oh, was he and he's literally like, where am I? That's so funny you said that because I noticed something about that. So Biden and his wife are standing there. it's like a library, maybe his house or something. And it's just right. The two of them. And this is after the Democrats formally announce he's the nominee, even though he still hasn't gotten the delegates yet. And they already declared him the nominee. And then Obama endorsed him. You don't endorse the nominee. That's the point. You endorse before they make the nomination. But anyway, yeah, Biden is standing there with Jill. And see if you guys can find the footage. I actually tried to find it. I couldn't. I think they're trying to get rid of this footage.
It's on my Twitter if you want to see it.
So, yeah, pull up her Twitter.
Pretty funny.
So Biden's just standing there like, huh? He's like, they nominated me for president? I thought I was watching the Super Bowl. And he's not wearing a mask, and his wife is there. And then these people come in, they blow up the confetti and everything.
Right.
And he's like standing there, like bug eyed, like he doesn't know what's going on. And then he I've dealt with people that have dementia before. There's certain little ticks that they have. Mm-hmm. And so you can tell like he's in the moment and he's just got lost. And so and so they've trained him with like speech things. Hey, this is what you say when you get lost. And so he's there and he's lost and he's like, oh, what do I do? Oh. And he just pulls out his mask and puts it on his face.
It was just so randomly weird.
Out of nowhere.
It was so weird. Or was it, sort of a symbolic gesture? Okay, like, guess what? At the end of this, we are putting on our masks. And in the background, you hear the reporters say, oh, and here they go, putting on your mask, mask up. You know, like, hey, if you elect me, this is the future you have to look forward to, is a future of mask and obedience and compliance. But the whole thing was so bizarre. It was like a weird Twilight Zone kind of movie slashed with like an 80s movie. It was so weird. It's on my Twitter. But
don't hurt the 80s movie culture. I mean, 80s movies were really good. Okay.
Okay. I won't insult 80s because it's worse. It's way worse. But if you look at his confusion, it was more than just confusion. Oh, and then also this guy butchered his name. He didn't even say his name right. It was his only job was to announce Joe Biden, and he didn't know his name. Are we able to
roll
that clip? Okay, so this guy's...
Where am I?
What's happening
here, huh?
He says...
Oh, I just crapped myself.
He said, Joseph Bidens. And then he said, I mean, Joseph R. Bidens.
What?
Joseph Bidens. He didn't even say it right. He said, Joseph Bidens. And then we had all these weird fake clapping, this fake cheering.
Oh.
It was so fake.
And you know how they got that footage, don't you?
Well, no.
So weeks ago, the Democrats sent out this presser that was like, hey, we need footage for the DNC. And so they got all these people. This was weeks ago.
And
they got all these people. They said, hey, just get on camera and clap for the camera for 30 seconds. And they got thousands of people to do it. They don't even know what they're clapping for.
No.
Michelle Obama recorded her speech that they aired Monday. She recorded that over a month ago.
Well, the weird thing is, too, if you look at it, it doesn't even look like, if you were to pan President Trump's rallies, right? At any given moment, you're not just going to see people like this, You're going to see people cheering. You're going to see people roaring. You're going to see people genuinely super excited. And what you just see is this scripted little clapping, like clapping little trained seals. It's so creepy. It's so bizarre.
See, isn't that it though? This is literally
look at his face.
Yeah, he doesn't even know where he is or what's going on.
It almost looks like they're photoshopped in. I mean, he looks like a clone. He looks like something... not human.
Hey, what are you guys doing here?
I mean, I don't want to get into clones necessarily, but like, does he not look like real lately? He looks like this like hologram or something. It's bizarre.
Well, I mean, we could talk clones.
Yeah.
We won't go down that. Well, we know that they have clones with the Epstein New Mexico lab thing that they have.
Weekend at Bernie's he is right now. It's weekend at Biden's.
It's just incredible. But like you were saying, it is like trained seals. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't want to insult seals.
Yeah.
But it really is like trained seals. I mean, if you've been to the zoo, they toss the fish to the seal and the seal claps its hands and barks and swims around and they swim through the hoop. That's like what the Democrats are doing with their boats. Like, hey, swim through the hoop.
Right.
Oh, clap. Here's a fish.
Exactly. And it's just the same rehearsed lines over and over again. I mean, how sad, how pathetic is it that the best they can do to sort of pretend enthusiasm is to get all of these paid actors to clap on key.
Oh my gosh, but they weren't even enthusiastic.
No, and they're saying rehearse lines in a teleprompter. It looks fake. It looks scripted. That's the best they can do to say these nice things about Joe Biden. That's not found on the conservative Trump side. You just don't see it. You see real, genuine support. You see people that are going crazy for him. I mean, women basically throw their bras at him.
Witnessed that?
Basically.
Have you done that?
No, I haven't done it. But there's a lot of MAGA women out there that are just crazy for Trump. Like, he's a rock star in their minds.
Well, he is.
He is.
He has the energy.
I know. And that's what makes me actually really disappointed. I personally don't think he should have caved to giving in to not having Trump rallies, because that's one of his biggest assets is his rallies.
Yeah.
There's so much energy.
And think about it, too. It's the perfect thing for the Democrats to pull.
Oh, yeah.
When they run these fake polls. Hey, Trump is losing to Biden. Biden couldn't fill a girl's locker room.
I had a lemonade stand when I was 7 years old with more people lined around the block than he did, at his.
But that's the thing. They can't have the optics of Trump with 50,000 people at a rally when Biden gets like 50 to 100. They can't have the optics while they're running their fake polls.
They can't. And that's why this is the most sophisticated, clever master plan ever. Right. It's so master planned. You know, we get Trump out of the rallies. We get Trump behind the polls. We get less enthusiasm for Trump. We get Trump, every step of the way, he's basically kneecapped, But I just don't think that he should have stopped doing the Trump rallies, because I don't know a single Trump supporter that would go away from a rally and say, oh, my God, I got COVID because of Trump. But what would happen, though, is they would probably be leftists that would fill the stands, too. And then they would complain that they got COVID, and then the situation would happen. I can understand that. But still, these rallies are such a big power behind him, and we're losing that, don't you think?
Well, he still has that card to play if he wants to play it. I think it's
getting pretty close, though.
It's not necessarily, 76 days or something. It's not necessarily that he caved to it. I mean, he did cave to that with the rallies. I think it's just an overall he caved to the fake pandemic. And I don't know what measurements he made to do that. Because remember, in the beginning, Trump said it's just like the flu. He was right.
I know.
He should go back and pull that tweet and say, see, I was right.
Well, here's the thing. Like he, and I've been saying this from day one, he really needs to, with evidence, like have a week, 2 weeks long of press conferences and then just blow every single COVID misinformation out of the water. With real health experts, with real doctors who back up his data with facts, right? And until he blows all this out of the water, all this misinformation, all these lies behind COVID, then we're going to continue with this nightmare, right?
Well, even the new doctor, I think his name was Adams or Scott Adams or something. Scott Atlas. Thank you.
Yeah, there we go.
I mean, even he, who's much better than Fauci, don't get me wrong, but even he's kind of buying into the pandemic thing. He was on Savage like a month ago. We need to have a doctor that's willing to stand up and say, look, this is not a pandemic, okay? This is not a pandemic. Like, that needs to be a fake pandemic. But, like, everyone's kind of scared to go against the media. All right, we'll be right back.
It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-Pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power Stack, because of the shutdown and the lockdown, are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil, ultra pure Arctic krill oil, high quality wild caught salmon oil, vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your ultimate fish oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and ultimate krill oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can.
And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents, like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar. We've launched our new big special, and it's only running for a week, the Everyday Essentials Sale. We have free shipping on these best-selling items and up to 60% off, starting with the 8-pack Power Stack and Survival Shield X2 combo. X2 is back in stock with the soon-selling-out 8-pack Power Stack for 60% off. We have the Heart and Body combo, Extendawise and VasoBeats that go together like a horse and carriage, 50% off. Again, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 by itself, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock at 33% off with free shipping. Survival Shield X2, 50% off with the spray bottle. Prostaguard back in stock with the zinc and the saw palmetto and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of this big sale while you still can. Get great products and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
Deanna Lorraine in studio with us. Owen Schroyer here. Fastest 3 hours in internet. Fastest 3 hours on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to President Trump just real quick. The press conference is still going. He's been live for about 30 minutes now. Let's see what the media gaggle is harassing the president about now.
I would swap him out based on what I heard. We'll see what happens. Look, you're going to have a lot of people not wanting to buy that product anymore. And they'll buy from a competitor.
We're talking about Goodyear.
Made in the USA, too. Okay, please. Go.
President, excerpts from Obama's speech that he'll give later at the Democratic Convention show that he says that he hoped that you would take being president more seriously once you had the job and discover reverence for democracy. And then he said, I quote, but he never did. What is your reaction
to that? You know, when I listen to that and then I see the horror that he's left us, the stupidity of the transactions that he made. Look what we're doing. We have our great border wall. We have security. We have the UAE deal, which has been universally praised. Praised by people that aren't exactly fans of Donald Trump for various reasons. I don't know why. Can't be my personality, but they're not fans, right? And when I look at what we have, and I look at how bad he was, how ineffective a president he was so ineffective, so terrible, slowest growing recovery in the history, I guess, since 1929 on the economy. Don't forget, until the China virus came in, we
now
had
think
the greatest
about this,
economy in the history of the world.
Deanna Lorraine in studio. Trump says these things about Obama that are all true. Obama said in speeches, get used to no more American greatness, get used to losing your job, losing your economic boom, didn't have a single quarter over, 3% GDP growth. I think Trump had like four of the first five over 3%. So it's all true, but the media will go and fact check this and they'll say, oh, Obama's or Trump is living off of Obama's successes. I mean, it's amazing the lengths and the lies the media will go to try to slander Donald Trump.
Right. They will always, no matter what he says, they're going to slander him and they're going to twist it. But they're pathological liars. And I just don't get how anyone could look at them and vote for them with a straight face anymore, because everything they say is literally inverted.
I'm sorry, I got distracted over here. Guys, can we pull this clip? Apparently a reporter as the president is finishing up now, apparently a reporter asked President Trump why he's going after pedophile networks, and they were upset about this. Guys, let me know when we have that clip available. This is just pulled up on the screen right here, so we may have missed that during a break while the president was speaking. So we'll pull that in. But yeah, I mean, it's like the kids in cages. Michelle Obama comes out and says, Trump is putting kids in cages. Even the Associated Press has to fact check and say, wait a second, that was your husband. That was Democrat policy from the 70s.
How many times has that been debunked, too? How many times is the kids in cages and they're still going with it? It's disgusting. And yet I still have Democrats who talk about these kids in cages. Well, what about the kids in sex trafficking cages? Why don't I ever hear about that? What about the actual Americans that are in virtual cages because they're homeless because of bad Democrat policies? Why are they totally silent about that? It's literally a projection 24/7 nonstop. And it's just like puke worthy. Like you just want to get a puke bucket. I could barely sit through the DNC last night and the night before. But the only way I did it was because of comedic value. I mean, everything is just it's really, really bad. If you watch it, it's not even they're not even taking themselves seriously. So why should anyone else take them seriously?
It does seem as if they've phoned it in to a level.
I know, right?
Like I forget who it was. There was some Hollywood actress who opened it up for them. And it's like the most low energy, emotionless presentation. And I'm just like,
yeah.
This is like, if this was me, I'd think, wow, you just cashed it in. You don't care about this.
Or it's one or the other. Either they just have given up. They don't care about it anymore. They just like, our voters are this stupid. Like our base that we're talking to are so low intelligent, so low information and gullible that we can get away with literally anything and still win. Or it's that they think that they're not going to win for sure. And like the bag is already handed to Trump. It's one or the other extreme, I think.
But, you know, think about it like this. If you watch a Deanna Lorraine live stream or go to a Deanna Lorraine event, it's always going to be high energy. You're always going to be emotional and passionate.
Passionate.
And the same thing goes for this show. Like, you know, sometimes I get a little obnoxious here. But the point is, we haven't sold out our souls to anybody.
Right.
And so that's really what this is. Like all these Democrat people, all these Hollywood people, they're soulless. They've sold their souls. They've sold their souls to something else that's not them, that's not true to them.
Right.
And so that's why they're up there. They're passionless. They're monotonous. They look like a robot. They behave like a robot
soulless.
Because they're gold. They're gone. They're sold out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. If you look at them, look at their eyes. Their eyes are empty. You know, it's like they've gone to like this bad, dark place.
I'm sorry, I'm white.
Apologize for being white. Because their soul has been taken by the devil. I mean, they've signed a deal. They said, look, I'm going to sell out. I'll do anything that you literally want to. Just, you know, use me. Whether it's for power, fame, or wealth. They agreed to be used, basically. And look at them now. They're just soulless and they're empty. And hopefully they have a long, miserable life.
Well, they probably already are miserable, sadly.
Deep inside, yeah. If you look at like Britney Spears or Lady Gaga.
Whoa. Leave Britney out of this. All right? That's untouchable territory, okay?
Untouchable.
All right? Just know that.
Yeah, but she is, she's apparently getting freed of her slavery too. I don't know if you know about that, but she's getting freed of her slavery from her dad, which is a totally different story.
Yeah, I don't know if I buy all that, but I don't want to get off onto a Hollywood tangent.
Yeah.
But the point is, the reason why these people are so passionless when they do this DNC, because it's not them. It's not true to their beliefs. It's not, they're just bought and paid for puppets, so there's no passion. All right, guys, do we have the Trump clip ready? So we must have missed this during the break, but apparently someone asked Trump like why he's rounding up pedophiles or something. Here it is.
Theory is this belief that you are secretly saving the world from this satanic cult of pedophiles and cannibals. Does that sound like something you are behind?
Well, I haven't heard that, but is that supposed to be a bad thing or a good thing? I mean, you know, if I can help save the world from problems, I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to put myself out there. And we are, actually. We're saving the world from a radical left philosophy that will destroy this country. And when this country is gone, the rest of the world would follow.
Now, think about the way the reporter sets that up. She sets it up like, oh, like, you're not shutting down pedophile networks, are you? Like,
a terrible thing.
Yeah.
That would be so bizarre if you were doing that. How weird. How grotesque.
But it's not even that. It's like, hey, we know about Epstein sex trafficking. We know about Maxwell. We know about Clinton. It's like, so they don't even go to the actual thing. It's like, oh, there's a QAnon conspiracy. I'm going to catch Trump in a trap here and get him to comment on that. But ignore the Epstein sex trafficking. Ignore Bill Clinton going to pedophile island.
Right, right. And that's what they say. They always say, you know, they always feed him the loaded question of like, are you behind this conspiracy theory? But they never actually talk about the truth behind it. They never talk about Epstein Island. They never talk about who's on the flight logs. They never talk about there's actual cannibals running around.
No, just debunk Q. Trump is Q, and they're trying to stop pedophiles. Stop them. Stop Q. They're trying to stop child sex trafficking. How dare they?
You can really break civilizations down into two types. Predatory and non-predatory. Or oppressive, conquest-based, or renaissance-based. And of course, different types of civilizations and countries and political systems of history and of the present are mixes of the two. But with globalism, it is a post-human ideology. So it's scientifically geared to be oppressive. And the rationale is social Darwinism, that the ruling class are elites. And because they're in power, they have a right to rule over you, poison you, dumb you down, sterilize you, and kill you. So all the people wearing masks, like outside at the park and stuff, are living in a total hoax and think their act of submission is an act of working for the common good in a collective. No, it's a sign that you're a slave who will take the forced inoculations. The federal government and Yale are studying the forced inoculations right now.
It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-Pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power Stack, because of the shutdown and the lockdown, are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
I'm going to say something right now. It is one of the most important things I've ever said, so please listen very, very carefully. Donald Trump is not the reason they released COVID or had the lockdown. They already had this plan, the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates. It is beyond critical. It is life and death for you and your family to understand, no matter where you live on the planet, that this is a worldwide, world government takeover on record that it's never going to end. The United Nations has admitted that. First it's a month, then it's 6 months, then they say, okay, it's 2 years. They're now saying 2 years. They're now saying you'll never go back to normal. No more gatherings, no more anything. Constant forced inoculations that they admit don't even work. In the way they say they work, they change your DNA. This is the culling of the planet. This is the beginning of the straitjacket being put on you before you're slowly tortured to death and killed. Do you understand? You hear that? That's the march of the United Nations and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation coming with their battle plan, psychological warfare operation with the forced inoculations and the permanent lockdown of civilization and society. They're outlawing people being able to get colds or the flu. They're creating artificial phobias for normal death that takes place. They're not even promising to have a cure to it all. They're just inflicting new phobias on everyone to bring in their planetary regime directed by the WHO with vaccines that actually change your DNA and make you owned by Microsoft. It's a final frontier. It's the year 2020. It's not coming. It's here. And submission is blood in the water.
Infowars.com/show.
life is under attack.
This is the War Room.
All right, I'm learning some really just freaky things.
Disturbing. So disturbing.
Deanna Lorraine is corrupting my brain here.
You corrupt my brain every day with the War Room, so I got...
Well, I didn't know that they're telling you now that you have to wear a mask if you're going to get a Bill Clinton or if you're going to, you know, go on an Epstein bender. No, I didn't even know about this. They're telling you...
Yeah, they're now saying... I thought you guys would cover this, surely, but...
I missed this. Don't call me Shirley.
They're saying that you need to wear a mask during sex, and you need to wear a mask.
But what about a condom? Do they say put on a condom too?
That as well, I guess. But I mean
I guess that's
they're
a
endorsing
given?
More like a body condom.
Look at this.
Like Fauci's now saying like full body condom. They're also eliminating kissing. They said no kissing. And they also say that you're supposed to only limit your sex. I can't even.
I'm sorry. The crew has a picture of these people up kissing with a mask on.
Right.
And I remember
the mask on.
That viral video of the guy from California when he's talking at city council saying, hey, you better wake up. People are getting mad. And they have the little mic condom.
Yeah,
that's the dumbest thing. Like, what the hell?
A mic condom.
If anything, that's collecting the virus.
Know. I was joking about this a couple months ago on my podcast. Like, I was a joke. I was like, soon they're going to say you need to wear a mask during sex or kissing. And they're actually making it for real now. They're also saying, which is crazy, they're saying you need to limit your, I hope I can say this on the show, but you need to limit your sexual positions to not front ways. So they're saying, so to avoid face-to-face, so no face-to-face contact. And if you can believe it, on the Canada government website, they're actually promoting barriers and walls during sex and glory holes. Okay, I know it's kind of naive, but I had to look up what a glory hole was. I thought that was some unique kind of sex, okay? But it's apparently, I thought it was like, okay, anal sex. But it is not. It is a wall. And I don't know, Owen, can you finish the sentence of what a glory hole is? Because I don't want to get ousted from this show.
No, I do wonder, though. I mean, what are the ass eaters going to do when they have their mask on? I mean, okay, I'm
it's look, like a wall and you stick your penis in or something like that. And
okay, that's.
I just found this out, so.
It's all good. Like, just
when
don't.
When you learn something new.
Don't go looking for glory holes, folks, okay?
But how are they promoting this on a government website with a straight face?
I'm going to tell you why right now.
And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to chime in as well, but you start.
This is why they're doing this. And this sounds crazy, but this is always how they roll this out.
Yeah.
So the goal of this is to actually end sexual interactions.
Yep.
The goal of this is to actually end sexual intercourse and then make it all about sexual stimulation or masturbation, watching porn and all of this stuff. Which of course is part of the depopulation, stop right. having sex. Porn sites are like the top sites in the U.S. So it's all part of the same thing. Ending sex, ending men and women relationships, and then making it all simulation. And then you don't even care. Oh, I'm a man. I'm a woman. I'm right. a unicorn.
Right.
I'm a five
exactly.
spirit genderqueer. I'm a Pokemon. It doesn't matter. You don't have sex.
Exactly. So So it's not depopulation is the greater agenda and combined with a dehumanizing agenda, right? Transhumanism, because they're removing the humanity and the intimacy and the love behind sex, right? It's like, okay, a glory hole. Well, anyone.
Which, by the way, you wrote the book, Make Love Great Again.
I did. And Make Love Great Again, it's not a how-to book about sex. It's quite the opposite. It's about how Marxism and feminism are destroying relationships and our culture and our family unit. And I wrote about this actually in Make Love Great Again, and I predicted it a couple years ago. I said, there's a chapter called A Frightening Future. And in A Frightening Future chapter, if we can expect that the Marxists are gonna continue down this road and they're going to dehumanize us. They're gonna replace love and intimacy in the family unit with sex robots, with virtual reality sex, and with porn. That's it. And it's going to be depopulation. You know, of course, if you have a barrier between you and another person and they're eliminating kissing because they said, oh, humans are dirty now. Humans are going to carry COVID. So we might as well have everything virtual. What's that going to do? No families, no marriages, you know, the end of our culture, basically, right? It's all depopulation and it's all transhumanism.
And the end of that, like one, you know, like one moment, like magic that only a man and woman can feel together that God gave us.
Right.
But, you know,
replaced by robots.
It sounds crazy to think, like, oh, folks, remember, InfoWars is next year's news today. Like, oh, yeah, they're going to end sex. People are going to buy into not having sex. Folks,
they are.
They're already wearing masks. Like, you don't understand. Like, they're already wearing masks, walking around in their car, in the shower.
In the
shower. So they'll buy anything. And when you sell it to them, like, oh, you know, here's a sex doll and here's, you know, the top porn VR or whatever. People aren't going to care. Oh, I don't want to get a disease. I'm not going to have sex. But think about, see, here's why it's so outrageous just on its face. You could do any test right now for STDs. In fact, you can look it up. I mean, STDs, I don't know how serious it is or not, but you can look at all kinds of things. STDs on the rise, STDs here on the rise, STDs here on the rise. You could test the entire U.S. population. It would probably turn out like 60% of people have some form of herpes. So like, I mean, but they don't report on that. They don't care about that. Yeah, like, that's not anything.
Or AIDS. Hey, in California, actually, which is a good thing I'm leaving California, but California, the governor made it a misdemeanor. They changed it from a felony to a misdemeanor a few years ago for intentionally giving someone HIV, whether sexually or whether through blood transfusion. If you intentionally give someone HIV, now it used to be a criminal offense and they would go to prison. Now it's just a slap on the wrist. Why would they do that? And by the way, why, you're right. Why aren't they talking about AIDS or other kinds of things that are more dangerous? Instead, no, you have to wear a mask to protect yourself from COVID. And you have to social distance from your partner.
Oh my gosh.
And you have to social distance from your pets now, by the way. That was another article I saw.
See, you literally just hit the nexus of insanity right there.
Right.
They don't, like, okay, don't wear a mask, or excuse me, wear a mask, stop the spread, but go and spread HIV.
Yep.
HIV will kill you.
Yeah.
Like, but that's it. I mean, that's literally the lunacy. It's like, that's the prescription. Right. Oh, wear a mask, you're going to get or spread COVID, but oh, go spread HIV, which is actually deadly, and no one cares.
Right, and COVID is just basically a bad flu, okay? But, you know, do everything possible to do that.
And contact trace you. Right. Like, they don't do that if you have AIDS or herpes or syphilis, but oh, COVID.
Right, and then not only that, we're going to ban singing in churches. Right? Because in California, they've banned singing in churches. We're going to do that. And we're going to make sure you stay in your home locked up and even social distance from pets, because that's another big thing. But we're going to release 18,000 prisoners from jails in prison, which is what Gavin Newsom just did. 18,000. And they're going to tell me it's for my health and safety. Are you kidding me? But this is how stupid they think that we are. And this is how gullible they think that we are. And sadly, half the population is.
No, it's actually stunning.
It's actually disgusting and stunning. I'm disgusted with the globalists and the Marxists that are putting this on, because it's, you know, obviously it makes me sick to my stomach. But what makes me almost more sick to my stomach is the gullible people that are just carrying the water for them and allowing it to happen. And they're just like, oh, it's all in the name of, you know, doing my part and helping humanity.
Well, they just love being able to dominate you with this virtue signal.
Right.
Like, you're not wearing a mask. You killed my grandma. And it's just like, what? You're crazy, man. But see, here's because we were talking about this before you came on. So an airplane will make you wear a mask if you fly. Now, I'm telling you, folks, this is like, and because we don't attack on these grounds, we always end up losing. But this is such a legal argument that you will win every damn time, because it's actually on the books. So if you go, let's just use airplanes as an example. If you get on an airplane and they make you wear a mask, you say, I have a health condition, I can't wear the mask. They can ask you what it is. They can't ask you what it is, though, because that's literally laws on the books. You cannot ask somebody about their health conditions. So think about it, though. So then if they say, okay, well, you can't fly, well, guess what? Oh, are you discriminating against me because I have an illness?
Right.
Are you discriminating against me? Uh-oh. Oh, now we're being discriminated against. Yeah. Like, see, those are I wish we would do this on the outset, and that's how we could defeat this crap.
Well, yeah, and you know what? Every time I've tried to say, hey, I have an illness, right? I can't wear a mask at a restaurant or something. They said, well, show me the proof of it. Show me your insurance.
You don't have, that's illegal.
Yeah, so I should just start saying.
That's what I'm saying. You should say,
show me your Viagra.
You should say, you know what? I don't have to show you. You just broke the law by asking me, and you're going to hear from my lawyer for discrimination. Uh-oh, what are they going to do now, folks?
Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars, saying Jones claims civil war is coming and financial collapse and planetary lockdowns using viruses,
And he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents, like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots and you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now. 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression war on the streets. It'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared.
We've launched our new big special, and it's only running for a week, the Everyday Essentials Sale. We have free shipping on these best-selling items and up to 60% off, starting with the 8-Pack Power Stack and Survival Shield X2 Combo. X2 is back in stock with the soon-selling-out 8-Pack Power Stack for 60% off. We have the Heart and Body Combo, Extendawise and VasoBeats that go together like a horse and carriage, 50% off. Again, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 by itself, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock at 33% off with free shipping. Survival Shield X2, 50% off with the spray bottle. Prostaguard back in stock with the zinc and the saw palmetto and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of this big sale while you still can. Get great products and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra pure Arctic krill oil, high quality wild caught salmon oil, vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
Final segment of today's InfoWars War Room. Deanna Lorraine in studio. She will be live with Alex Jones tomorrow, and I guess you're going to be here all week too, and we're hoping she can join us on Saturday. I didn't even mention this. I forgot. I'm so excited about this Saturday. InfoWars and crew and Alex Jones and myself, Swimming with Alex Jones Part 2, Barton Creek. We're not going to do the Hill of Life hike this time. It was a little rough, a little hot. So instead, we're going to go to the free side of Barton Creek. It's like maybe 100 yards to get there, and hopefully the water will be a little higher as well. And we're going to have fun and games. And I'll just tell you, they're trying to sabotage right now, this event. And we're just going to bulldoze through that sabotage, and we're going to have it anyway. So
bulldoze.
join with us this Saturday, Barton Creek on the free side, this Saturday at noon.
How cold is the water?
It really just depends, but it's usually really cold. Even if it's a hot day, but it kind of depends on the water level, when the last rain was and everything. I suspect it will be probably pretty cool this weekend, but come by and find out for yourself. By the way, Goodyear makes a statement about their banning Trump gear. You know, this is such a lie. Well, we just want to stop harassment and bullying, as if that's Trump supporters. Trump supporters are the nicest, kindest, most loving people you will ever meet.
True.
They're the ones that get the harassment. It's like, that's the biggest lie. It's like, you walk around in a Trump hat in California or New York or Chicago and see what happens, okay? So this whole thing that, oh, they're bullying, they're harassing people. What a lie.
And we take it and we take it and we take it. Honestly, Trump supporters have more patience than a saint.
Oh.
Don't you think so? We have so much patience. If we really wanted to
even get
snap,
me started,
we could snap so hard. And we never do, though. That's the thing. Like the kid, like the Covington kid, for instance. Like that was so much patience, especially for a high schooler, you know, on the liberal side, that would never happen. It would just never happen. I mean, we have insane amount of patience and we're not even like we're almost pushed to the limit. But wait till we get fully pushed to the limits. But we will fight back with strategy. But it's amazing. That's why we know that there's false flags. You know, whenever they try to pin something on a Trump supporter, I just know it's not in the temperament of Trump supporters to do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. And you know, that's another thing too.
They're fueling this tension, this war.
If you're ever about to get in a street fight or a bar fight, okay, and the guy that's there who's part of it has his arms crossed, that means he's about to kick your ass. and that's kind of what this whole thing is. It's like, we're just sitting here like, okay, like you really want to do this? Like, please don't do this. Please don't make me do this. Like, please don't. And eventually, you know, and then it's the same thing. The guy could be 70 years old. I've seen it before, literally. Some 30-year-old punk talking trash to a 70-year-old guy who's just sitting back there like this. He's like, don't make me do this. Right. Throws the first punch. 70-year-old drops hands, throws one hook, game over. Guy's knocked out on the ground.
Exactly. I mean, we got the muscle on our side, right? We have the muscle. We have the arms. You know, I mean, we could easily take these tiny little wussy soy boy Antifas down. We just choose not to. You know, it was another funny thing, too. Like yesterday, I was actually filming. I was in the parking lot of Target and I was filming a couple with a baby that had a huge sphere around his face. There's a little like 1 year old with a huge like plastic dome around its head. And I was thinking to myself, wow, this little kid, how is it going to be like when he grows up? Like,
the psychological damage done to these kids. I can't even imagine
looking through life, like with like a plastic dome.
Okay. But think about it too. It's not only that. Now in 10 years, 20 years, they're already conditioned. Whenever the government says, put on a mask, wear a helmet dome or whatever, go into a bunker, they'll just do it. They just think, oh, this is normal. I should be panicked.
Right. And by the way, in the airport, too, I see people now with full on hazmat suits.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you think there's a biological killer virus out there, then yeah, you would be in a hazmat suit.
Like they're like walking around in domes and they're like they have little babies, too, with them. And they're just putting hand sanitizer on them every 2 seconds. They're going to turn these people into OCD free.
Seriously.
Right. But in any event, though, I was filming this little baby and just for like 5 seconds. And this big black woman comes up to me and she's like, What you filming? Are you filming my car? I said, I didn't even see you until just now. And no, I'm not filming your car. She gets convinced that I was filming her and her car. She threatens to kick my ass, right? And that's she's nice. Hovering over me. And she was huge. I was like, almost, I was really scared. I was like, please, no, I don't mean any harm. I didn't do anything. And for the 10th time, I wasn't filming you or your car. So she made me go through my phone and make sure that I didn't actually film her. And she had a little boy and a little girl with her, too. Like, you know, looked like 4 years old that she was walking with. And then she walked away and she kept looking at me. And I was thinking, like, I almost got my butt kicked, first of all, for nothing. But this is the kind of tension that it's fueling. It's causing these people to hate white people. It's causing them to think that everything that they're doing is racist, or they're like, they're about to threaten them when they were the ones threatening me.
Yeah, it's like that lady.
I wish I had my video out when she was doing that.
It's like that lady who tries to back her car out of a Starbucks or whatever, and the black family gets in the way and is banging on the vehicle. So she gets out with her gun and says, hey, leave us alone. We're trying to get out here. And then, oh my gosh, you pointed a gun at me. You tried to kill me. And then the media followed suit. And then they're the hysterical. DA pressed charges against her.
Yeah, they're hysterical, right? And it's always the white person that's going to be the perpetrator now. It's always the white person that's going to be the aggressor. And I bet in this situation, if she had kicked my ass, it would somehow be she was the victim. And
oh, she would have said you called her the N-word.
Oh, yeah. White person somehow aggravates this. Right. But look, I was just thinking about her little kids that were with her. Like, what do you think that she's teaching those kids? What do you think that these people are teaching those kids? If they're in public doing this, you know, what are they teaching them in private?
Oh, how many times?
White people. It's hate white people. They're bad white people.
Oh, my
bad,
gosh.
Right.
Oh, it's child torture is what it is. It's honestly child torture. These people are abusing their children.
Because
but that's part of their cult.
Grow up colorblind.
But that's part of their cult.
Yeah, that's what Marxist does. It's divide people by categories and then conquer everyone because they're going to be at war with each other.
But you've probably seen this too. You've been to a lot of events. Mm-hmm. And I mean, every time without fail, I'll have an event here in Austin or I'll go to an event and it'll be, you know, Trump supporters all smiling, happy on the streets with their signs, waving their flags. And some leftists will drive by, kids in the vehicle or kids out there on the street, and they'll start dropping F-bombs and they'll start behaving like complete lunatic fringe people.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just right in front of kids. In fact, you may have been at the one where there was a guy, it was in California. I remember Brandon, that's the point with Brandon, the guy shoved the microphone into his face and ended up in a bit of a fist, choked the guy out. But it was the same thing. He gets out of his vehicle and he has kids sitting in his car watching his dad behave like a heathen.
Right, right, exactly. And these kids are going to think it's okay because that's a racist Trump supporter or that's a racist white person.
You're like, son, you beat that white racist ass.
Oh, yeah, like you did it. And they are saying it's okay because some people are more equal than others. Right. Some people are deserving of this kind of violence.
No, I mean, it's cool. The left tortures their kids and tortures themselves, too. And, you know, they live in the lie and everything.
Yeah. And yet these are the people that should. Conservatives should be breeding more. That's what should be really happening. Conservative patriots.
But it's just like in Idiocracy where the conservative, you know, parents or whatever, they're like, yeah, we don't want to have kids in this economy. And then eventually they die. They never have kids. So it's like, you know,
like we're the ones that should be breeding more. You know, to like balance out this kind of stupidity.
But because they don't want to live off welfare and have a situation like that, they don't have kids.
Exactly. I'm sure you saw the big feud I got with Cardi B the other day.
I don't even.
Yeah.
I'm trying to avoid her today.
Cardi B, you know, she released this new song, WAP. Right. Okay. And you know what it stands for. You know, I'm not going to go into what it stands for because it's a family show here. But, you know, I said, look. When we have a generation of children, especially black children who grow up with fatherless homes, you know, one out of every three kids now in America grows up without a father, and 80% of black children, is it really the smartest
excuse me,
thing
please
to
take
do?
The satanic demon porn off the thank you.
It is demon porn, it's possessive.
No, I said this before. You know, remember,
like,
Janet Jackson
perpetuating that.
Janet Jackson had her breast exposed on the Super Bowl halftime show. It was the biggest conspiracy. It was the biggest problem. Oh my gosh, nudity at the Super Bowl. Now it's just nudity right to your children.
But that was the opening, though. I think that event was like the gateway for it to be open. Yeah, and then Joe Biden does this creepy, crazy interview.
He doesn't even know where he is.
No, he doesn't know where he is. But, you know, like that's the best he could do. But that, again, it just shows you that they think that their audience is stupid. They think their audience is so gullible. They'll believe anything. They'll eat anything up. And unfortunately, like if you really care about black lives, then why would you create Cardi B and launch her? Why would you perpetuate her music, which leads to more broken homes, more fatherless homes, more satanic people?
But notice how rich she's gotten off this WAP porno that she made.
Oh, yeah.
Literally, she's starting. Okay.
Her and Megan Thee Stallion, which a transgender. I don't even know. Like, isn't a stallion.
Is that what that means?
A stallion is a male, so.
Is that a dude? I don't even want to know. So you guys, do we have that video? Apparently they kicked some 2-year-old off of airplane because the 2-year-old wasn't wearing a mask. I don't know. We probably don't have time to air it, but if you guys want to flash a B-roll of that or something, the crew was saying they found that. But you know what? We're going to go out on a positive note today.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so,
positive.
So I found this story. I think it's very important to cover this. Husband throws his wife in Utah River after fight over dinner arrangements. So ladies, just don't mess up dinner, okay? Because you know what? You're going to end up in the river, and we just don't want that, all right?
It
could be COVID infested, okay? It's just not safe stuff. All right, Deanna Lorraine, great stuff as always. She's going to be on with Alex Jones tomorrow. Yeah, there they are, kicking a 2-year-old off an airplane. This country's gone mad, and it's all because of fake news. All right, you stay classy, InfoWarriors.